From ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. After a week of pro-Palestinian protests at Columbia University in New York that also included anti-Semitic chants, GOP House Speaker Mike Johnson calling on Columbia's university president to resign, accusing her of not doing enough to protect safety of Jewish students and faculty. Johnson meeting with students and received boos on the campus, saying he's in support of free speech but not hate speech.
As Columbia has allowed these lawless agitators and radicals to take over, the virus of anti-Semitism is spread across other campuses. By some counts, as many as 200 universities have a similar form of protest right now.
Columbia's president earlier condemning anti-Semitism and says they're making progress to remove encampments. In Texas, protests taking place today at the University of Texas at Austin, where police and riot gear moved in to disperse those crowds. And at the University of Southern California, USC, posting that the campus is now closed to the public due to those pro-Palestinian demonstrations. The Israel-Hamas war now nearing the seventh-month mark. More than 100 hostages, including Americans, are believed to still be held in Gaza. An undated video released by Hamas appears to show Israeli-American Hirsch Goldberg Polan, who was abducted at the Nova Music Festival October 7th. ABC's Tom Sufi Burridge is in Jerusalem.
He's speaking under duress. We've watched the video through ourselves, of course. He comes out with many statements which appear to have been put into his mouth by Hamas, very critical of the Israeli government. But what's interesting is the overall thrust is saying, look, I need to get out of here. He talks about the conditions being absolutely dire.
Critical aid for Israel, Ukraine, and Taiwan signed and sealed by President Biden today. The Senate and House passed the $95 billion funding package after months of wrangling. It's packed with nearly $61 billion of aid to help Ukraine fight against Russian attacks. This is ABC News. Strains of the bird flu virus detected in the milk supply in parts of the country. Here's ABC's Lionel Moise.
Bird flu cases have been detected in cattle in at least 8 states, from Idaho to North Carolina. In Texas, a farm worker was infected, believed to be only the second human case ever in the U.S.
And the FDA recommends that you do not consume raw milk or dairy products that have not been pasteurized.
The FDA says the commercial milk supply is safe due to pasteurization, which heats milk to a specific temperature. Good news for airline passengers. The Department of Transportation will require airlines to offer up cash refunds when the airlines don't deliver. Here's ABC's Alex Stone.
When the pandemic upended the world of travel, airlines often fought giving passengers their money back. Now the Department of Transportation is implementing new rules that will force airlines to give cash refunds if flights are canceled or severely delayed. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg.
If an airline cancels or significantly delays your flight, within 7 days, they will be required to provide an automatic refund.
Not just a credit to use later, as some airlines like to do.
A wild scene and unusual sounds during the morning rush in central London. As many as 5 horses were on the loose after they escaped from military exercises. The horses collided with some vehicles, including a double-decker bus. Several people were injured. All of the animals were eventually recovered. I'm Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Hey, I'm Andy Mitchell, a New York Times bestselling author.
And I'm Sabrina Kohlberg, a morning television producer. We're moms of toddlers and best friends of 20 years.
And we both love to talk about being parents, yes, but also pop culture.
So we're combining our two interests by talking to celebrities, writers, and fellow scholars of TV and movies.
Cinema, really.
About what we all can learn from the fictional moms we love to watch.
From ABC Audio and Good Morning America, Pop Culture Moms is out now wherever you listen to podcasts.